You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
At the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be...
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rob.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanic.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back. It's 5:08. It's your sports bros, Rob and Suk. We are out of here in about 20 minutes, actually, because Ducks Cougs basketball will be here on The Fan. I'm out tomorrow, but full show with JC Babes. And Mike Lynch.
I believe Mike will be doing everything. He's in there working the board. I think he's hosting. He's doing the whole thing.
Yeah. It worked last time you were out. I was able to host from in here, so I'm just going to do it again.
3-7. And we'll get to the Oregon State schedules.
Yeah, they both came out. Well, the whole Pac-12 released their schedules.
Yeah. So we'll get to that in our next segment.
I don't understand. I know real quick, just the North Dakota State, I do not get that game at all.
Okay, well, we'll get to that. But right now, I think we're ready to roll with the Hot 5 at 5.
What? I was going to say, I think, yeah, and it came out.
It is January 16, 2020.
It kind of came out like
hot
that.
Hot topics, hot opinions.
The hell?
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Suk.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5. Refreshed on the Fan by Frost Brewed Coors Light.
Yeah, my enthusiasm got the best of me there.
Got stuck. So excited.
Number 5.
It is very exciting. Former Blazer Allen Crabb was traded today. He goes from the Hawks to the Timberwolves. Atlanta gets guards Jeff Teague and Trevion Graham. Atlanta needed a backup point guard for Trae Young. So Teague and Crabb both on expiring deals. If you're wondering how Allen Crabb's doing, not very good.
No.
But he's averaging 5 a game. So.
Well, more importantly, he's making $80 million. So what does he care?
I have a buddy who was adamant that Allen Crabb was the next big thing.
Really?
Yeah.
But I think if you're a Blazer fan...
I told him. I'm like, dude...
You've been able to say that about how many different people, right?
That's true.
Rudy was the next big thing. Crabb was the next big thing.
Blazer fans got a little of that. I don't know if that's all fan bases,
I don't know, but certainly with Blazer fan, you know... Well,
you know what one of the worst ones was?
What?
Taurean Green.
That lasted like 8 days, yes.
So he was one of the 4 guys that was with Horford and all them at Florida.
He was undrafted, but he
Blazers
came in.
Blazers got him, and he had a summer league game or something. He's like, oh my God, this guy. He was terrible.
We get very excited about these sorts of things. And I'm not saying he's in this category because it's not like he's a bust or anything, but Zach Collins is that right now.
A little bit.
People are convinced that Zach Collins is going to go on and be the greatest thing since sliced bread. I mean, you even had Mike Rice, remember, earlier tweeting out talking about he had the same sort of impact as Doncic.
New Orleans police issue an arrest warrant for Browns receiver Odell Beckham for simple battery.
This is such a stupid story.
You can say that. Video shows that he slapped the rear end of a security guard named Juan Barnes. So Mr. Barnes then filed a complaint. Yeah. And I've seen the video. It's like...
He gives him a smack. Look.
It's a pretty good little whack, but Barnes didn't like it.
Is that a cop or is that a security guard? I thought it was a cop.
This said security guard, but...
Yeah, the article says security guard, but...
Okay.
It is the New Orleans police, so
well,
maybe
he's... If it's a security guard, then I take it less seriously. Because you can't smack cops, right? I have cop friends, and I wouldn't go up when they're on duty and smack them in the ass. I get it. You can't do that. But at the same time... Hey, lifeguard, stop trying to threaten to arrest people for smoking a victory cigar and lighten up. Like, pay your fine, Odell Beckham. You're a jackass. But really, an arrest warrant?
Number 3.
God, we're making a mountain out of a molehill here. And don't hit cops or security guards.
And look, can I take it a step further and say that it. Odell Beckham shouldn't be doing that.
No.
But we've all done that, right? Like,
I've never smacked a cop.
Well, not a cop. I just mean like, you know, I just hit the occasional whimsical ass pat, you know, whatever.
You know, I do like my whimsy.
I get that Juan Barnes didn't like that. I get it.
Yeah.
really? You call the police? Like, you file a complaint with the police? Oh, my God. Talk to any woman that has ever existed. Right? People, guys think they can grab women's asses all over the place.
That, actually, you probably get the cops called on you. But come on, man. Lighten up, everybody.
Barnes. What do we have here? Oh, Carlos Beltran is finished as Mets manager. His final win-loss record is 0-0.
Yes, which makes him the most successful Mets manager ever, right? Go Carlos Beltran. Never lost.
He and the team part ways amidst the sign-stealing scandal from Houston and Boston. Now, he played on the Astros when it all went down, and he was actually the only player named in the Major League Baseball investigation.
Multiple times, yeah.
So he's just like, look, you got me, and he's out with the Mets. The latest is that the Astros used buzzers underneath their jerseys to indicate which pitch was coming. Yeah. This is like the advanced version of the trash can bit. So that's the new thing.
Yeah, there was just a little electronic buzzer, and there's a video of Altuve after he hit the home run off Chapman coming around, and he grabs his jersey, gets real serious, and points at everyone and says,
basically, he basically says, don't take my shirt off.
And he clutches it like an old lady holding her pearl. So, you know, and now we're all speculating that that was because he had the buzzer underneath.
Well,
I'd like to believe it's true.
It has also come out via Scott Brosius' son. He is accused. Well, not really accused. He has reported. He has said.
Not really a report.
Tweeted.
He's accused.
He's throwing it out there that Mike Trout is on HGH through a loophole in the collective bargaining agreement rules regarding a thyroid condition. So now Major League Baseball has to look into that.
I just love that it basically at this point, let's just all throw any sort of random speculation at the wall and we'll see what sticks.
That's what we do. People are finally catching on.
I know. We've been doing pioneers. It for like 15 years. Get on board.
And number one, we've got several bits of college football news here. We're going to throw it all in together. Oregon, listen to this for their home football schedule next year.
Yeah.
North Dakota State, as you said, which is weird, but that's the opener. Ohio State, Hawaii, Washington, Stanford, USC, Arizona State.
Look, if you've got season tickets thinking about season tickets, this is the year to cash them in. Great schedule.
Pac-12 schedule's out. That's the Ducks' home schedule. The Beavers at home will have Colorado State, Portland State, Washington State, Cal, UCLA, Arizona, and then they will host the Civil War.
Yeah. And by the way, the Ducks' first three games, all at home.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, actually, they only play one road game until October 17th, and that's at Colorado.
Yeah.
Chase Bryce, backup quarterback to Trevor Lawrence at Clemson. He is leaving. He has entered the transfer portal. And Baylor has a new coach. They have settled on LSU defensive coordinator Dave Aranda.
Yeah, Fuentes was the guy at Virginia Tech, was the guy that'd be rumored, but I saw late last night that his name was out of the running.
The Hot 5 at 5 is refreshed by Coors Light. Enter to win tickets to a Blazers home game and a $250 gift card to the team store wherever you buy your Coors Light. Coors Light! Made to chill. Let's talk about these Pac-12 schedules coming up next and more on this sign-stealing scandal in Major League Baseball. It is 5:16 on The Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, Oregon basketball is coming up in 10 minutes. The football schedules for 2020 came out. I'm always blindsided by this, even though I know it happens about this time every year. It just seems so early.
Like, what?
It's like, wait, now we got to already start talking about next year. Well, here's what you need to know. Here's Oregon's schedule. This is the way it will shake out. All three of their non-conference games are at home. As you mentioned, they open against North Dakota State, which you don't like that game. Is that because that's a great program?
I hate that game. I think they've won 6 or 7 of the last 8. National championships. Like you are
FCS. Yeah.
You are talking about,
they're awesome.
Not even close. The dominant.
So why don't
the Alabama of the FCS?
But you should be. I mean, it's a good game.
I understand. I just don't understand the benefit of playing that.
Yeah, because if you lose, you get laughed at.
Exactly, and you're dealing with a brand new quarterback who's going to be basically taking his first ever real meaningful snaps. You're breaking in a new offensive line. I just don't like those games. If you're going to play a patsy, right, and an FCS team is a patsy, then play a patsy, right? Go schedule Fordham. Go, I don't know, just Tallahassee JUCO, Sister Mary of the Poor. Go play Portland State or something. I just never understood. It's like when you play Eastern Washington back in the day. I just don't understand scheduling a difficult game that you get no credit whatsoever for playing. Even if it's a competitive game, you get no credit for playing it. And it's an actual threat to you. North Dakota State is not. You just look at the schedule and be like, well, that's a W.
Do you think that maybe they were thinking that, hey, that's a game, it's an FCS opponent, so it's on paper, it's an easy game, but it's also a good game. Like, they're trying to get the best of both worlds. Like, get butts in seats, but still get a win.
I guess.
Type of thing. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what all goes into scheduling, but.
And someone's saying that they've won 8 of 9. I'm going to have to look that up.
But 8 of 9 FCS titles. They beat James Madison the other day. That was a good game.
They won another one.
Did you watch that?
Does the committee care if it's a good FCS team? Or no. Is it just an FCS team?
I think it's an FCS team. And that's my point. I just don't understand. To me, there's no value whatsoever in playing that game.
So then they play Ohio State September 12th at Autzen.
Now there is.
Get your popcorn.
I will tell you that there is.
Take care of y'all's mentals.
There is some value in playing that.
Y'all's chickens.
You beat.
Chicken.
You beat Ohio State.
Yeah, that's great. And then Hawaii.
Yeah.
So that non-con schedule, not. You, I mean, that's.
You can't argue with that.
Who'd Hawaii. Have they hired a coach yet?
No, I don't think so. Not that I've seen. Although Rolovich had his press conference today at Washington State, and it's a press conference, but I thought he was real sincere. I watched about 20 minutes of it. Someone asked him about the Apple Cup. So the question was two words, Apple Cup, and he said like 300, his answer was 317 days, whatever, I don't know if that's the exact number, but that was his answer to it. Like, he knew how many days till the Apple Cup. He knows.
At Colorado, then they host Washington October 3rd, and then the bye. So those are your first five games.
That's awesome that your first month plus, you have to leave once, and that's going to Colorado that's breaking in a new quarterback, no LaVisca Chenault.
Yeah, but none of those games are easy.
No.
Not one of them.
Well, and in all honesty, Ohio State's a loss. I'm not saying that it's out of the realm of possibility, but Ohio State is a different animal, and you're bringing back your quarterback for Ohio State. That's a tough test. So, I chalk that one up to a loss. You hope for the best. But I love the fact that you get Hawaii, Colorado, and then you get Washington at home. Those are nice tune-up games to that. And then a big one, you get the Huskies at home.
And here's the rest of the sked. They're at Cal. Then they host Stanford. Then they are at Arizona, come back home, host USC. And then they round out the schedule with a Friday night home game against Arizona State. Then they're at Wazoo and at Oregon State. That is not an easy schedule.
No, it's not. But most of your tough games are at home.
Yeah.
Right. If you're gonna go three or even four toughest opponents, right? Ohio State, Washington. Do we say Southern Cal? Right. USC.
Probably USC. Yeah.
And Arizona State. I mean, and they're all at home.
That's right.
Look, you're not hiding from anyone. That's obviously a big boy schedule, but you love the fact that your tough games are at home. And as far as road games go, Cal's not going to be easy. I think Cal's going to be improved with their quarterback play. And then, maybe at Washington State, depending on what they have. We don't know about Rolovich and the Civil War, but it's a tough schedule, but I love the home schedule for them.
Oregon State will open at Oklahoma State on the 3rd. That's a Thursday night.
Have we seen if their running back declared yet?
He's coming back.
Yeah, that sucks.
Oh, damn it. Colorado.
We've seen enough of him last year. That cat can play.
Chubba Wumba.
He's tub thumping. The cat can play.
Colorado State, Portland State. That's your non-con for the Beavs. Then they are hosting Washington State at Arizona State and at Washington. So tough back-to-back road games. Then home to Cal at Stanford. Then they host UCLA. Then they're at Utah, and they host Arizona and Oregon.
And that's a little bit different because if you're the Beavs and you want to go through their toughest games, obviously Oregon.
Well, no easy road games.
No.
So not one.
Most of their difficult games are on the road. So Oregon would be the one that you would look at and you'd circle and be like, okay, you get them at home. But if you're going to rank their other four toughest games, you're probably going Utah, you're going Washington, or Arizona State and Oklahoma State. Those are all on the road. So that's some tough sledding for the Beavs.
Now let's look at the Huskies and the Cougs real quick. The Huskies schedule, they host Michigan. That'll be Saturday, September 5th.
That's fun. I don't think I remembered that.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause Oregon's playing Ohio State and Washington's playing Michigan. And then USC's playing Alabama.
I know, right out of the gates, right? I think that's their opener.
Michigan, Sac State, Utah State, all at Husky Stadium. Then Washington's fourth game, because they get a bye going into the game at Autzen.
Oh, okay. Well, if you're Washington, you do
Ducks
have to go.
Ducks can't like that too
if
much.
If you do have to go on the road, you know, it's nice that you have a bye if you're the Huskies.
Because the Ducks will be on the road at Colorado and then come home to play Washington. Meanwhile, Washington will be sitting idle.
Yeah.
So that game at Autzen is October 3rd. Then they get Oregon State right after that. That's at Husky Stadium. Then Washington has to go to Utah, host Arizona, at Cal, host Stanford, at USC, host Colorado, and at Washington State.
Although we can say that...
Also not an easy schedule. They're tough. Washington has to play at Oregon, at Utah, at USC, and host Michigan.
Yeah, and we never know, too, like we can sit here on paper and be like, oh, well, you know, this looks...
But we
never know, right? You never know. We thought Oregon State, you know, this year could be a patsy, and Oregon State turned out to be a pretty difficult out for some
people. If there's one thing I know, it's that I know nothing.
Yes.
And none of you do either. You never know how this thing's going to play out, man. It's crazy. And it every year, it's like, even 4 or 5 weeks in, we think we've got it figured out, and it's not that way.
Can turn on a dime.
And then at Washington State, they will be at Utah State to open the season. That's Gary Anderson.
Yeah, the Gare Bear.
Then they host Houston and Idaho at Oregon State, Cal, Utah at home, at Stanford. They host Arizona State, at Colorado, at UCLA, rather. And then they finish with Oregon and Washington at home.
And I did look it up. That USC's opener is Alabama in Texas.
All right. I'm out tomorrow. I'll be back Monday. But Mike and Sue will be here tomorrow for a full championship weekend preview show, 3 to 7. Joey Harrington will be a part of the show as well tomorrow here on The Fan. Good night.
Red Chips of Spain. Red Chips of Spain.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.